Okay, I'm Alan Johnson. I'm going to talk about transporting user-to-user information in SIP for ISDN interworking. So really the only changes in the draft since last time we talked about it in Dublin is adding some requirements. And these are explicit, not as a value judgment, but in terms of, you know, the previously, these requirements were essentially implied by the use cases and the call flows. But I've called them out, and I've managed to stretch it to 7 requirements. And so, you know, the question is, we've had some discussion on the list about the requirements. I think most of those issues have been resolved. Are there any of these requirements we want to discuss now?
Yeah, let's have a show of hands of people that have read this document, have an interest in it. Okay, fair number, alrighty. But nobody has any comments right now, so does that mean people are cool with the requirements as they are? Are people okay with the requirements that, as they are specified right now in the document? Okay, no one's running up? Okay. Next chart, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're just looking for some feedback from the working group on, you know, do these requirements make sense? Are they somewhat complete? Does it look like something that we could actually create a mechanism for and solve?
Right. Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a hum on this one, as far as interest in this document. Can we do that, please? Are you interested in working on this document? Do you want Alan to go ahead and start looking at this? People, no one had problems with requirements. Are people okay with Alan spending his time looking at solutions, proposing those? We'll discuss it more on sipping list. Once we get, we'll do a more official review, 3-week period, put this one in the queue, and then we will hand it over to SIP Working Group. If we get, of course, AD approval, yada, yada. And of course, SIP Working Group then has to agree the solution, right? We do not rubber stamp any solution in here. We use our time to kind of discuss it to make sure, you know, that the requirements are consistent with the solution, the way forward. The question is, do we have people in the SIPing working group here that are willing to review this document and give feedback and help put towards some straw man proposals for solution? Martin? Yeah. In SIPing?
I'm lost here. Are you proposing we're going to work on, are people, you're asking 2 questions. Okay. Are we okay with these requirements?
Right.
That's one question you could be asking. And the other question is, are people going to work on proposing straw man solutions to these requirements in SIPC, right?
Formally, the only thing we are taking a hum, I mean, just to clarify, is that this becomes a working group item. I mean, a working group item can be in shipping 3 weeks and then ship it to SIP, so that's not a problem. But basically, I mean, if we want to work on that formally and have the review, it will need to be a working group item.
We didn't do that in the past with the 199.
And we all know where we are with 199. Yeah. So let's do things in a formal way. I mean, do you see any problem with something becoming a working group item and being moved immediately? Because I don't see.
Then the question is, do we have to progress it in SIP and put it in the queue, RC address?
No.
That's fine then. No problem.
It's a working group item that doesn't lead to an RFC. It just leads to this consensus.
Well, but then we need to have a working group item. It must be chartered.
Okay, I'm trying to get to the right thing to do as opposed to, I mean, just go around the process.
Right. Well,
to
I think we can agree to work on this topic in SIPing, right? We can agree on an individual document, right?
Yeah,
Keith has.
Well, yes. Ultimately, this has to be a SIP charter item because
Absolutely.
It proposes effectively a new header field.
Yeah.
The solution needs, I think, to be worked on in SIP.
Absolutely.
Right. What I'm looking for, at least from the SIP working group, is that we get basically a consensus call at the IETF level that the people are prepared to work on that solution. I don't want to have to redo that consensus call in SIP and find a different group of people are going to make a different decision.
What do you mean IETF level? I mean, we are trying to give you a SIPing level consensus. Is that what you meant? Keith, when you said IETF level, do you mean SIPing level or do you mean IETF level?
I mean that the SIP decision binds SIP as well.
Okay, but you
meant
SIPing level.
If you hand it over from the SIPing group, I go straight to the AD and ask for the charter item without making another call in SIP.
We are on the same page. Okay. So please, I mean, let me take a hum so you know who thinks that, you know, the SIPing working group should take this, agree on the requirements and ship it to SIP. So please hum. Who thinks we shouldn't do that? Please hum. Okay, so the note taker.
Yeah, Bruce, you have a question for clarity? Correct, yeah.